Congress has given the green light to the hotly debated Keystone XL pipeline. It would transport more than 800,000 barrels of crude oil every day from Canada through the Great Plains. The bill supporting it now goes to President Obama, who has promised a veto. Meanwhile, in Wisconsin, a company called Enbridge is looking to boost the capacity of an existing pipeline so it will carry even more crude than Keystone. That pipeline is called Line 61. It runs through the entire state from the northern town of Superior south to the Illinois border and across sensitive ecosystems. Susan Bentz of Here and Now contributor WUWM takes us to Dane County, where a debate is brewing about whether to allow construction of a pumping station crucial to the project.
Carl Whiting drives a taxi from 4 a.m. to noon. On this day, he's nearly done with his shift. Whiting has done other careers, starting as an illustrator, later teaching, but says being a cabbie gives him more time to fight climate change.
If we continue as we have, my kids and your kids will not have the kind of future that they have a right to.
Whiting is bucking the Enbridge project. The company plans to add the last of a series of pumping stations needed to triple Line 61's capacity to 1.2 million barrels a day.
So here we are at the Waterloo Station.
At a farm field 18 miles outside Madison, a fence warns us to keep out. Whiting imagines the damage a ruptured pipeline could create.
Line 61, at its full flow rate, will fill an Olympic-sized swimming pool three times over and be working on a fourth in a single hour. I don't even want to imagine what would happen to the Wisconsin, the St. Croix River, any of these wetlands or tributaries that this pipeline crosses, were there to be a breach of this massive pipeline.
While Whiting has followed developments every step of the way, geographer Eric Compass has been surprised by the lack of public conversation about Line 61. Compass teaches at the University of Wisconsin in Whitewater.
Line 61 goes through the whole state. Obviously, that crosses a lot of counties and in several communities. And almost everyone that we talked to had no idea that the pipeline expansion was even occurring.
When he and his students dug into the project, Compass came to believe Enbridge strategically kept its plans low-key while making its way through Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources permitting process.
I had to question whether or not DNR truly wanted this to be something that the rest of the state knew about and potentially were complicit in Enbridge getting fast track for their pipeline expansion.
At a recent Dane County Zoning Committee meeting, Aaron Madsen says the Department of Natural Resources is doing its job. Madsen is Enbridge's supervisor of engineering and construction.
There are many other organizations out there, especially PHMSA, that we are regulated by on a regular basis, and by Wisconsin DNR.
PHMSA is the Federal Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration. Madsen doesn't believe a county zoning committee can add another layer of regulation.
However, we're here to be a good neighbor and to work with them and to try to gain that trust in the community and answer their questions truthfully.
What Dane County does leverage is a permit that Enbridge needs for the final Line 61 pumping station. Committee Chair Patrick Miles' goal is to protect county residents. He hopes to bring in experts to do an environmental impact study. Miles believes it would help clarify the risks to Dane County's air and water if Line 61 failed.
The significant thing I learned here tonight, that regardless of what that exposure is, the market is limiting what is available in the way of insurance. So there may be $1 billion of exposure, but the insurance coverage available might only be $100 million. So that was enlightening and a little disappointing.
Enbridge touts its spill record from 2004 to 2013 as 24% lower than the rest of the industry. But in 2010, a spill on a different Enbridge line in Michigan sent 20,000 barrels of tar sands crude spilling into the Kalamazoo River. Cleanup dragged on for years, costing $1.2 billion. Patrick Miles says his zoning committee doesn't plan to rush through the Enbridge permitting process.
We're making decisions about land use that have long-lasting effect, and so we are careful and our decisions should be deliberative.
The committee meets again in March. Enbridge would like to see Line 61 running at full capacity by 2016. For Here and Now, I'm Susan Bentz in Wisconsin.